Iowa has become the 11th state to ban transgender girls and women from female sports. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill yesterday that went into effect immediately. It means student athletes in K-12 schools and colleges in Iowa are no longer allowed to compete in sports according to their gender identity. Here's Reynolds speaking during the signing ceremony.
It worries me that this bill is needed at all. It's hard to imagine how anyone who cares about the rights of women and girls could support anything less.
Joining us now is Grant Gerdlach, a reporter who covers Des Moines for Iowa Public Radio. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Celeste.
So what else can you tell us about this law in Iowa? The governor says it worries her that the bill is needed. Why was it needed? Why did it come about?
Well, this has been a debate that several different states have been having. And when the governor signed the bill, she was in the Capitol Rotunda yesterday, and she was surrounded by this crowd of young women. And she said she was doing it for them so that they don't have a spot on their team or a chance at a scholarship taken away by a transgender athlete that the governor claims would have a physical advantage. But opponents say that those claims of unfair competition are exaggerated and point out that there are only a small percentage of students across the whole state who are transgender and even a smaller fraction who play sports. So the way they look at it, the law is a hostile law toward students who could get a lot from sports if they were allowed to participate according to their gender identity.
Well, here's Gavi Smith, a transgender girl who attends Decorah High School in Decorah, Iowa. And she spoke during a hearing on the Iowa bill last month, talking about her love for volleyball, track and field, and bowling.
If I were told I couldn't play the sports that I want to, and for the gender that I identify as, I would feel less about myself, like I am being forced to feel different about who I am. At the same time, I would be confused, because I am a girl, so shouldn't I be able to play for the girls' team?
Gabby's fears have come true. She cannot compete in the sports that she loves. How much of an impact will this have in Iowa?
Well, that remains to be seen. As I mentioned, it's believed that there are only a small number of transgender athletes across the state to begin with. But people who are observing this believe that in Iowa, like other states that have passed these kinds of laws, there's likely to be a lawsuit at some point over the validity of a law like this being in place.
Yeah, and I wonder how similar this law in Iowa is to other laws that have been passed in Idaho, Florida, and Tennessee, some of which are being challenged legally.
Right. As you mentioned, 11 states now that Iowa has passed a law, 11 states have laws like this. South Dakota just passed one last month, and they're all close variations on the first law like this, which was passed in Idaho in 2020. And some have slight differences when it comes to public colleges and universities and But the thing they do have in common is that they were passed in Republican-led states. Iowa has a Republican governor, Republican majorities in both chambers of the legislature. And they stand in contrast to other states that are taking an inclusive approach when it comes to transgender athletes. If you look at places like California, Colorado, Massachusetts, they allow transgender girls to play sports with other girls.
Grant Gerlach is a reporter who covers Des Moines for Iowa Public Radio. Grant, thank you so much.
You're welcome.